I stand here, Mr. Deputy Speaker, as an Irish nationalist. In fact, I stand here because I'm an Irish nationalist, not in spite of it. Because I believe that every single person in all of our constituencies need to be properly and fully represented. So, I'm glad to be here. But we are not narrow nationalists. We come from the tradition of Parnell and Hume. Our vision is big and it is broad, and our mission is to unite all of our people, not divide them any further. So we intend to represent nationalists, unionists and everybody else, and we will do that to the best of our ability. But Mr. Speaker, this Prime Minister wants to drag us out of the European Union against our will. And I know he's got a huge majority, but the only majority that I'm concerned about is the pro-Remain majority in Northern Ireland that has thankfully now got its voice back in place. And we may be few in number, Mr. Deputy Speaker, but we intend to be very, very loud in voice. The Prime Minister's approach to Brexit is totally reckless. It drives a coach and horses through the Good Friday Agreement and the relationships that we have built up over many years right across our community and right across our islands. And I'm glad to see now that the DUP are very concerned about the checks between this island and our island. It's a pity they didn't think about that when they drove the Brexit agenda, when they rejected Theresa May's deal, and now we're in a situation that none of us are happy with. We're in a situation that every one of us should be trying to reverse and reject. Equally damaging to our progress and our peace process, Mr. Deputy Speaker, is the current proposal to basically give an amnesty for British soldiers for the whatever they carried out in Northern Ireland during our very, very difficult troubles. I come from a place called Derry, Mr. Deputy Speaker, and in 1972, 14 innocent civil rights marchers were gunned down by the British Army on the streets of Derry. They were demanding their rights. They were marching against internment, and an international tribunal has stood by the fact that they were innocent and they were unlawfully killed. Is prosecuting those veterans, Mr. Deputy Speaker, vexatious? No, it is not. We will resist this attempt to undermine our peace process and our political progress, and this insult to victims, all of the victims of our terrible, terrible past, and their opportunity that has been denied to them since 1998 to find full truth and full justice. We stand by every single one of those victims, no matter who the perpetrator was. And people on opposite benches need to understand this. If you begin with an amnesty for the British Army, you will end up with an amnesty for everybody. That is the door that you are opening up with this proposal. So it would better suit this Prime Minister and this government to stand by all of the victims, all of the innocent victims who have been searching for truth and justice for far too long. I will end with one other comment, Mr. Deputy Speaker. The proposal has been mentioned today by a number of people, including the Prime Minister, who says, watch this space. They want to build a bridge from Scotland to Northern Ireland. Well, they would be much better suited building a decent road from Belfast to Derry. Thank you very much. Yeah.